Newmarket No Frills owner John Van Tuenbroek works to help fill the food needs in his community every week. Alongside donating to the Newmarket Food Pantry, he provides 1,350 pounds of food every Tuesday to the community fridge outside the Newmarket Public Library. Tuenbroek said the issue of food insecurity in the community is too staggering to ignore. "I don't know if everybody necessarily recognizes how big the need is," he said. Those efforts were recognized, with Van Tuenbroek being Newmarket's honoree for the 2024 Portraits of Giving. He was recognized alongside paramedic honorees Mark and Courtney DiStefano and sports honoree Katie Williams during a ceremony at the Old Town Hall November 26. Now in its 15th year, Portraits of Giving tours throughout York Region to celebrate people for their community contributions with a special photo gallery. Van Tuenbroek opened his No Frills in Newmarket in 2019 and was honored for his staunch support for and partnership with the Newmarket Food Pantry since then. Newmarket Food Pantry Executive Director Adrian Bain said he does not think he has ever heard a no from Van Tuenbroek, even with challenging requests. "The synergy between food security, food insecurity, is powerful, and it's a pleasure and a treat to work with you," Bain said to Van Tuenbroek. "You're a difference maker, you're a community champion, and we thank you." Newmarket Deputy Mayor Tom Vegg was there to recognize all of the nominees on behalf of Town Council. He recounted a quote from Van Tuenbroek, "Both the food pantry and grocery stores are feeding people. John is there every week, rain or shine, on Tuesdays. That is such a commitment. It is absolutely phenomenal," Vegg said. "It's so important. It's people like you who make our town better." Williams was honored for her years of volunteering with the Central York Girls Hockey Association and for developing and pushing forward a women's hockey division so girls could keep enjoying the game into adulthood. A large contingent of supporters around the association attended to celebrate Williams on her big night. "It seems like a lifetime ago that I started with my daughter, and now they're planning for her daughter and my granddaughter to become a Panther one day," Williams said. Quote, dot, dot, dot. "All these little girls we recruit to play, they grow up and then they age out at 18 and still want to play in our community." Thanks to Williams and others who have taken on managing the league since she stepped back, that league is going strong with 12 teams. "It's just wonderful. It's safe for us not-so-young ones," Williams said. Central York Girls Hockey Association Vice President Lisa Lamka said Williams is an inspiration. "Katie poured her heart and soul into making this league a success," Lamka said. "She understood the immense benefits that hockey could bring. The sheer power of community, meeting new people, building connections and creating an immense sense of belonging." York Region paramedics Mark and Courtney DiStefano were honored for their work with their annual Winter Charity Gala as a husband and wife duo. Running since 2015, the gala has raised thousands of dollars for charity, giving paramedics a chance to celebrate and share the sacrifices they have made. It has donated to charities like Wounded Warriors Canada to support the mental health of first responders and veterans. "We're really grateful we can give back to our fellow first responders," Mark DiStefano said. Newmarket was the final stop on this year's Portraits of Giving tour, which visited every municipality in York Region. Founder and photographer Karen Merck said the mission over 15 years has remained to inspire York Region to keep giving back to the community. "We hope their stories will inspire you again this year," she said.